Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy for Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.
22 to 5, Brad Hardy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Great to be with you.
And you too, Brad. Can you believe it? It's Wednesday. Only one more sleep before West Coast and Geelong, the blockbuster here at Domain.
I know. It's really, well, we're getting a real good run at Thursday night games, aren't we? And this, well, hopefully it will be a blockbuster. They've got the teams in, so I can tell you that Thomas Cole has come in along with Tommy Barras, and the two Toms come in, and Sam Butler and Josh Hill have both been omitted. So they've gone partway, as we thought they might. There probably could have been a couple of others who could probably consider themselves very, very lucky, I would have thought. And the West Coast Eagles forward in particular, mate.
And JK obviously isn't ready to go yet.
No, quite clearly. I think that'll be a bit of a furphy. You know, Harvey apparently hasn't trained much at all. So, and I think that's common sense too, because he's such a valuable player.
Mm.
And look, sure, they want to win this game, but at what cost? I mean, they really need this guy going forward for the next couple of years. So, you know, when you get those sort of soft tissue injuries, you've got to be really, really careful. You've got to make sure you're 101% right before you come back, because he's an instinct player, you know that. And he'll get through training and he'll nurse himself around the park and all that sort of stuff. And as soon as the ball comes his way on a game day, mate, he's just going to go for it. And it may not be ready, so I think that's a pretty good idea. Reece Stanley and Jed Beers come in for the Cats. Mark Wicksub, that's a big out. He's got soreness. And Tom Hawkins, as we know, at the jumper punch, he's been suspended. So, yeah, I'm surprised that a few blokes have still survived. I think it could have been a bit more pressing of the flesh when it came to outs. Lacroix, Darling, Petrie, Cripps in particular could probably think themselves very, very lucky. Look, why he wouldn't fully think about putting Barras down back and throwing Jeremy McGovern forward, for instance, and maybe doing a little pinch inning in the ruck, defies my logic anyway. But we'll wait and see. He'll either be a king or a bum tomorrow night, Adam Simpson, but he certainly has left himself open if they don't pull this one off, Ollie, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll give you 24 more hours, Brad, to consider who you're going to tip, but can you give us a little hint who you're leaning towards at this stage?
Meow.
Okay.
Meow.
Okay.
Meow.
He's after the Cats. There he is, purring like a pussycat. The Geelong Cats, they're the favourite from Brad Hardy's point of view.
I've got a question for you.
Mm.
Channel 10.
Yes.
For voluntary...
voluntary administration, today, yeah.
Administration. What happens with the BBL and things like this now? Because I would assume that Channel 10 would be hoping for a little bit of goodwill from Cricket Australia. But wouldn't Cricket Australia be looking to say, well, listen, we might be able to rebadge and resell this?
Yeah, I think so, Brad. I think you're spot on, because I guess it probably might make the negotiations here for Nine at the moment, who obviously hold the test and one day cricket coverage. It might make it a little more attractive for them, because there's no secret there that Nine obviously want the Big Bash in their suite as well, and probably partner with Foxtel. I wonder if cricket will end up getting as much money as they were anticipating.
Well, I think Ken was playing unders anyway, weren't they? I mean, given what the...
It was 20 million, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, but I think they valued it at a lot more than that. So that's what I'm saying. I'm pressing you for your intelligence, because this is your field, it's not mine. And I just thought, well, hang on, here's Cricket Australia. It could be an out for them here. There might be a chance to make some more money. And let's face it, they're looking at every way possible to try and generate some more funds, aren't they? So
they certainly are.
And will this be a phoenix? I mean, will this go from being a publicly listed company, and maybe those three guys who haven't decided to buy in this time around, could they end up taking it back over? Could Murdoch end up taking it over himself and, putting it together with Sky or one of those?
Yeah, well, that's what it appears to be, Brad. I mean, you look at the suite of television shows that Rupert Murdoch has as well, when you look at Fox in the US and The Simpsons, et cetera, Sky News. How does it all end up? Only time will tell, but obviously a pretty difficult time for everybody at Channel 10 at the moment. And I'm sure that decisions will be made shortly. In fact, we'll put a few of them as well to Kevin Johnson in a moment, because we'll see what's happened on the market.
Yeah, well, mate, I want to ask, you know, as I say, I'm only asking the questions for our listeners, because there's a lot of people out there who love coming home in the summer and sitting down in front of their TV and watching BBL. It's been an unbelievable success. I remember when they first brought it to the table, I thought, oh, and sure, this will work, because of the fact that there's no real rivalry as such, and this sort of stuff. I thought, well, it's sort of WA, the Scorchers, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got all these players being, parachuted in from overseas, and you didn't think there was going to be any real state rivalry, but I reckon it's really taken off.
So do
and I really like the work of Adam Gilchrist and the others that have been involved in it as well. But, of course, naturally, 6BR broadcasts a few of these BBL games themselves. But essentially, the ones we don't hear on 6BR, we like to watch on the box. So I'm just wondering where you thought it was going to end up.
I hope that for Channel 10's sake, I hope Channel 10 survives, and I hope that the BBL coverage continues on TV to be as good as it's been, because it's been a revolutionary, really, on 10 as well. Like you said, Gilly and Ponting and co, it's been good fun, and I think certainly the crowds, the TV audiences, and here on radio as well, everyone likes to get behind it. Brad, thank you, mate. We'll have a chat to you tomorrow.
All the best, Ollie. Cheers, pal.
16 to 5.